Var Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Var Reeves Sports on Four Star Country. The General, 95.9 FM. The new 101.3 FM. 1580 AM. WAMW Washington. And worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Var Reeves Sports on the General.
Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday night basketball here at Cavanaugh Court in Montgomery. Tonight, the Var Reeves Vikings, 6-1, return home for another Blue Chip Conference contest against Northeast Dubois, 4-2. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined now by the head coach of the Var Reeves Vikings, Josh Thompson. Vikings with a big win up at Eastern Green on Friday night. And, Coach, I think it was a game where we're going to see a lot of duplication of what might happen. Eastern came out. You know, we've got the target on our back. They play well for a quarter. We make some shots. We get some stops. And we just kind of force teams to go away.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I really liked on film is throughout the game, I know we employed a little bit of zone, but I felt like our defense got better, our on-the-ball defense, our helping the gaps, and we contained dribble penetration a lot better than what we did in the first quarter. And they scored 16 points on us in the first quarter. We did a pretty good job of holding them under 40 for the game. But, you know, like you said, that game's going to be pretty typical of a lot of games that we're going to see. John's kids there, Eastern came out and zoned us quite a bit. They were probably 75-80% zoned throughout the game, and I think we're going to see more and more of that in the second half of the year. And I thought our kids handled that pretty well, moved the basketball. We were very effective when we got the ball to the high post in the short corner and also got dribble penetration against the seams of the zone.
Tonight, Northeast Dubois, and I know obviously you've seen them a lot on film, went and saw them in person Saturday night down at Forest Park, where quite frankly the Rangers were on the ropes most of the game. They ended up a 41-36 victor over Northeast Dubois, but that 5-point lead represented the biggest of the ball game for Forest Park.
Yeah, like you said, Dubois had them on the ropes most of the night. Hope Kid for Forest Park got in foul trouble early. A lot of that was attributed to Northeast Dubois getting dribble penetration and drawing contact, getting him on the bench with the foul trouble. But they really dictated the pace of the game. Forest Park tried to speed him up. They weren't very successful with that. And Dubois just made enough shots, enough free throws. They had the lead there at the end of the half. Very competitive ball game down the stretch. And if that game was at Dubois, they'd probably come out on top. But they're going to be a tough opponent for us tonight. Like I said, we're going to have to speed them up a little bit. I don't really want to play the game in the 20s and 30s. I know they were able to do that to us last year, and we've got to find some ways to do that with intelligent pressure and pressure without fouling them. I think it's going to be a real key tonight.
I know you just talking off air a little bit ago, Northeast Dubois, guided by Terry Friedman, longtime coach, and I know it's a coach you like, you respect, and you think he does a good job.
Oh, yeah, Terry always has his basketball team very well prepared, and you know, in the past, his teams have been really flex-based on the offensive end, and they've been very much 2-1-2 defensive team. But this year, they're doing some matchup zone. They're playing some switching man-to-man. They really get after the basketball on the perimeter, but do a great job off the ball with their help. They're just tough to score against. And then on the offensive end, they're using more dribble drive and trying to penetrate seams. And when they've been very effective offensively this year, they've been able to do that, score some baskets going to the hole with dribble penetration, and then also getting to the free throw line.
Last weekend, you had not only a trip to Eastern Green on Friday, but you had that Tuesday night contest against North Knox, and maybe after an off day, you know, several days ago, shooting the ball against Memorial. Gabe Gladish really had it rolling. IBCA nominee for Player of the Week, Indianapolis Star nominee for Player of the Week. Seems like Gabe is really finding his rhythm and not necessarily a new offense, but maybe just a little bit of a different way of doing things.
No, and you know, really, I've been very proud of Gabe and the way he's handled kind of a transition to motion. And you know, he made a huge shot for us out of a set against Memorial, but probably his best movement was out of our motion, where he read an overplay on a down screen, made a basket cut, and Bryson hit him in that Memorial game. He really understands what we want to try to do with our transition game and getting out, getting him in a flow and transition. But he's doing a great job of reading screens, and then, of course, against the zone up there at Eastern, you know, he made those six threes. Five in the first half. So Gabe's really starting to get in a rhythm for us, and when Gabe plays well, then he makes the game a lot easier for everybody else.
All right, starters tonight, Coach?
We'll go the same way that we've been starting, with Bryson at the one, Gabe at the two, and Isaac at the three, and then Austin and Keegan at the four and five spots.
All right, Coach, best of luck. Hopefully we're talking to you after a big blue-chip conference win.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Sabari basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings and Northeast Dubois getting ready. When we come back to Kavanaugh Court, I'll be joined by my friend John Mullen, and we will set up more of the pregame. Bar Even Northeast Dubois getting ready. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this two-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Kavanaugh Court alongside my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Patrick Mullen. I am Mike DeCourcy. And Johnny, for a Tuesday night in December, Christmas break around the horizon, Kavanaugh Court, great crowd tonight, and a big blue chip conference game.
Hi, Mike DeCourcy.
Hello, Johnny.
Thanks for having me. And yes, you are right. The band is rocking out. All in red tonight here, celebrating the holiday season. And it's the Bar Reeve Vikings returning home for a blue chip conference encounter with a 4-2 Northeast Dubois squad, a team that seemed to have graduated a lot of players from last year, and yet here they are 4-2, and a dangerous midweek opponent, in my opinion.
Yeah, certainly. And this is a Dubois team that, quite frankly, Johnny, last weekend, the last boys game you and I were on air together was down at the Ford Center, where Bar Reeve had an impressive performance against Memorial. But right after that, you had Forest Park, who gave Evansville Bossy everything that they could handle until late. Well, last Saturday night, you had Dubois basically with Forest Park really on the ropes and just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Right, and...
And that was at Forest Park.
It was at Forest Park, and Dubois led midway through the fourth. And I think that the reason I say it's a little bit of a dangerous midweek game is, first of all, it's midweek, right in the middle of finals week is the focus there. But secondly, Dubois wants to play this game in the 30s. And last year's game was played in the 20s, Coach DeCourcy.
Yeah, it was. It was a game that Bar Eve, it was a 27-26 lead with about 4 minutes and 15 seconds left. And Bar Eve was sitting in a 2-3 zone. Keegan O'Neill was out of the game. Austin Ainsco out of the game. And Coach Terry Friedman elected to hold the ball for 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Bar Eve content to sit in that zone for 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Dubois misses. Bar Eve rebounds, makes 2 free throws. Game over.
29-26, your final. But again, Dubois is not the kind of team that wants to run down with these Vikes. But they are capable of controlling the tempo, as evidenced at Forest Park, where... Yes, it was a 5-point loss, but it was 41-36. And those are scores that I think Bar Eve wants to push up closer to 60, in my opinion.
Amen and hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute timeout. Bar Eve and Dubois on the floor, getting ready, going through warm-ups. And when we come back, we'll have the prescription for success and more. Bar Eve and Dubois getting ready at Kavanaugh Court. Back to Montgomery after the 2-minute timeout.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Unwrap the savings now during the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Just announced, the award-winning Ram truck has been named the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Now at the Washington Chrysler Center, you can take home a new 2019 Ram Laramie Crew Cab with rebates up to $10,000, starting as low as $38,880. Unbelievable savings for an unbelievable award-winning truck. But you must act fast during the Big Finish event. Now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, alongside John Mullen, I am Mike DeCourcy, where I just had a question off air, Johnny, and I know you are the compiler of stats for the area. Gabe Gladish, points per game right now, where is he at?
Well, he was in the 12 neighborhood prior to the Eastern game where he piled up 20. Coach Thompson's going to get those into me tomorrow after tonight's game.
So
I'd say he's going to be in
edging near 14.
He's going to be in the 14 neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah, it was a. I just haven't glanced at the team statistics today. So, Dubois, as we talked about, coming off a very good effort down at Forest Park, a game where Forest Park wins it 41-36. But that 41-36 lead, that was Forest Park's biggest lead of the game, and that's at Forest Park. And if the Vikings are going to, they think this is going to be easy tonight, they better think again.
And they have to get out to a good start. And that's always the key for any game at any point at any level. You want to see your kids get off to a good start. But, you know, I think to control the pace and the tempo that Bar Eve wants, that's even more important. They really need to jump out to a lead. They can't let Northeast Dubois dictate the tempo or the pace because, again, I feel like Dubois thinks they can play and win in the 30s. This game gets above 50, I think it's all Bar Eve.
Yeah. Well, that's going to lead us right into tonight's Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. John Mullen, what is it?
Vikings need to dictate the tempo, and they can do that by looking for ways to get in transition offense, score early, get a lead, and control the pace, force Dubois to play a more up-tempo style, one they're really not as comfortable playing. That will require some good half-court defense. Obviously, the rebounding's been there because of the size, but really they need to control the pace by pushing it down the floor. Your prescription for success is dictating the tempo of this game, playing it in the 50s versus the 30s.
Yeah, in the pregame interview, Coach Thompson, I think the phrase that he used was intelligent pressure.
You Coach like Thompson knows what he's talking about. He is a man that studies the analytics these days, the analysis of scouting and his phraseology, if you will. Intelligent pressure sounds good to me, Coach.
Yeah, intelligent pressure, tonight's prescription for success. And I think intelligent pressure, John, that's just another way of saying, hey, we are really going to pressure the basketball. We just want to do it without fouling and getting out of position.
Let's not reach and be out of position. That's exactly right.
All right, we're going to take another timeout, and when we come back, both teams will be back out on the floor. We're probably 7 or 8 minutes away from the opening tip bar. Even Dubois back to Kavanaugh Court after this 2-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club. The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Multitasking at Kavanaugh Court, John Mullen.
Yeah, who came through
that
there
was,
behind us?
That was my friend, one of my all-time favorite students, and only a junior at Barre Eve, Grant Harrison.
You get to have him back next year?
Get to have him back next year. He's the captain of the social studies academic team and a lover of politics and sports, member of the cross-country and track teams. Just does it all.
It's like having a fifth year, like he was redshirted.
Yeah, he's Coach Thompson's videographer, stat guy. He just does a little bit of everything.
Comes through with a pencil and green at that, my favorite color. How about that?
There you go. So, Barre Eve and Dubois getting ready in a Tuesday night contest. Not much action taking place in the area. Look through the stands here, Johnny. I see a lot of the Ligoti crew up in the corner. I don't know about anybody from Cougar Nation tonight.
Yeah, I spotted a couple of Ligoti coaches here.
Yeah, it's a good night to go out and scout. Finals week, so, well.
The Vikings will be off after tonight until the Old National Bank Classic. Get used to saying Old National Bank this year, Mike.
ONB, buddy, ONB. Yeah. And that will be a 9-day break, so certainly not the way that the Vikings initially wanted it. They wanted to find a game to put this weekend, 21st or 22nd. But the deal down at the Ford Center kind of threw the schedule off. That was initially going to be a night where maybe we tried to play Linton. That was going to be a night where we didn't play Memorial at the Ford Center. That would have been a night where we would have went to Evansville. Hey, it is what it is. And sometimes the pains of success, you know, you just roll with it.
No, you get asked to play in a classic at the Ford Center, you're going to say yes, and you're going to say yes whenever they say you're going to play. And what an outstanding venue and a great experience for Bar Eve, and probably a huge win to this point. I mean, an overtime victory coming off the heels of a defeat, and the season, it's not the end of the world, folks. Bar Eve 6-1, right where they ought to be.
Yep, right exactly where they ought to be. And I'm going to tell you about this app that I discovered. And if you are at home and you're listening to us and you want to follow in-game statistics, this Scorebook Live app is phenomenal. What you do is you download it on your phone, you pick out your teams, in this case it would be the Bar Eve Boys, and you can follow in-game statistics live for both teams. It's a really, really cool app. Well, flag is coming down. National anthem just around the corner. We're going to take another timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
Blake
you.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. National anthem done. Starting lineups just around the corner, Johnny Mullen.
Yes, sir. And the German-American banking insurance investment flag, always a sight to behold here at Kavanaugh Court.
It's
it unfurls and then goes back up. Is it a button press? What is it?
Yeah, it is literally a switch. I mean, the miracles of modern technology.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out my VCR.
So starters being introduced, and as we talked about in the prescription for success, Johnny, a good and a fast start tonight for the Vikings, imperative.
Yes, sir. And these Vikings will face a Dubois lineup that is not short on experience, especially when you talk about all-conference junior performer Reese Bauer, Coach. Reese Bauer, the 6-foot junior, 165, lightning quick, wearing number 11. You'll hear his name called a lot. Also in the backcourt is Ethan Ziegler. He's also a junior at 5'10". Logan Dodd is a forward. He's 6 foot. He is a senior. He's joined by his classmate, 5'10", Marshall Canise, forward. And 42, Trevor Seifert is a 6'2 senior. So three seniors and two juniors in this lineup, four Dubois and Coach Terry Friedman.
And as Coach Thompson talked about in the pregame, Vikings are going to go the way they have went all season long. It's going to be a three-guard set tonight, led by Bryson Graber. Bryson, 6'3", and a sophomore. Bryson, the point guard for the Vikings. Joined in the backcourt by Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 6'1", and a senior. Also in the backcourt, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet, and a senior. Pair of forwards tonight for the Vikings, Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 6'5", and a senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8", and a junior. Vikes coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, and Trey Showalter. So got some shout-outs to pass along tonight. And basically, they start in the same 50, in the same family, excuse me.
All righty.
Nate Wagler.
Nate.
Fresh out of surgery,
yes.
In his bed, listening in tonight. Hello to our friend, Nate Wagler.
Jan, thanks for taking care of me.
Jan, you are overworked and underpaid. And then Nate Wagler's nephew, Drew Graber, 17 today, has got a text from Drew's father, Dave, before the game, said, shout him out and embarrass him, so happy birthday to our guy, Drew.
Happy birthday, Drew. Happy 17th.
Both teams in the center circle.
Mike Polly going to toss it. Gary Wiedemann and Brian Farnsley join the Zebras.
Tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Tip is up. We'll be controlled by the Vikings. Let's see how Dubois starts here. Coach Thompson talked about how they play a little bit more matchup zone this year. So we'll see. Isaac Wagler's got it. Looking for Keegan O'Neill. Keegan's on the baseline. And pass going to be picked off right away. He was looking for Austin Ainsco. And help side defense by Dubois allows them to pick off the pass.
Dubois was in a man-to-man, as is the Vikes.
Ball over on the right side. Ziegler's got it guarded by Bryson Graber. Logan Dodd back to Ziegler. They're still in that corner. And getting their instructions from Coach Friedman.
Five out looks like a delay to me, Coach.
That's what I think it might be, and that's where we'll see when Coach Josh Thompson talks about intelligent pressure. What does that mean? Barib just man-to-man so far. Ziegler trying to get down the lane. And Dubois had a shot. Now Ziegler's got it. Three going to be put up, and good. That's Reese Bauer. So 3-0 Dubois.
We covered the fact that Bauer's their best player.
Sabari with it. Bryson Graber down the lane. Ainsco got it. Layup. He's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Excellent pass by Bryson Graber. Just when you think he's going to throw up one running one-hander, he finds Ainsco.
So Austin Ainsco going to the line looking to complete the three-point play. And Austin's free throw is good. We're tied at 3 here.
Nice answer by the Vikes. They're going to pick up in a little token pressure.
Looks like just matching up.
Got to speed them up a little bit somehow.
Man to man. Yeah, I think that's all it's going to be. So Canise has it. Over to Dodd. Ziegler, he's going to travel with it. Gets in a hurry in front of the Viking bench. Coach Friedman, you hear him in the background saying, slow down.
Slow down, man. It's 3-3. What's the hurry?
Bryson Graber with it. Gets a high ball screen. Keegan O'Neill. Bryson down. His layup going to be no good. And here comes Bauer, and he wants to run it. Wild layup. Got it. 5-3 Dubois.
Bauer 5, Barry 3.
Barry with it. Gladish over in the right corner.
Logan Dodd guarding Gladish.
Ains go with it. Top of the key. Keegan O'Neill pass to him. Going to be tapped away. Keegan going to pick it up. Going to miss the contested layup. Here comes Dubois. And if you want a carbon copy for how Dubois stayed in the game against Forest Park the other night, this is it. Missing open people, missing layups. A little foul trouble. And it was one possession game with seconds to go. Bauer, he's going to dribble it out of bounds. Good defense right there by Isaac Wagler. That's why you bump cutters, John Mullen.
That's a nice job there by Isaac. Might not be the biggest player on the floor, but he is certainly playing with the biggest heart.
So Bryson Graber with it. Out to Gladish on the right wing. Ainsco, top of the key. Isaac. Bryson. Gabe going to get it on a curl. Three up. No good. And going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dubois. And Barry going to get it back in the corner. 5-3 Dubois early on. Bryson Graber skips it over. Gabe going to set for one. It's going to be long. Rebounded by Bauer. And here comes Dubois.
Glad to show for two here to start. He was hot last time out. Four first quarter threes against Eastern.
It's a cold start for the Vikings here.
Isaac Wagler guarding Bauer now.
Dubois going against this Viking man-to-man defense. Bauer trying to get around to Isaac Wagler. Can't do it. Hands it off to Kanise. Bounces it back out to Logan Dodd. Ziegler's got it. He's going to center the ball. Swing it over to Dodd on the right side. Kanise has it again. Dubois just being patient right here. And somebody is on the ground. Ball going to be tapped away for just a second. Dubois is going to pick it back up. I think Coach Josh Thompson wanted a charge somewhere, Johnny.
Dodd slammed into Ainsco, but referee shook it off like I didn't see anything.
Kanise has it out high. Bauer on the baseline. Layup, got it. 7-3, Dubois by four.
Bauer has all seven.
Isaac Wagler out to Gabe. Gabe with a long three. Got that one. 7-6.
And that was at the red hitting line in the volleyball stripe.
Good time to remind everybody the score of this game last year was 29-26.
Yep.
Ziegler has it. Over to Dodd. Dribble handoff. Reese Bauer. Ziegler in the corner. Three up. No good. And it's going to bounce out of bounds. Barry will get it back. 7-6 Dubois. 3 minutes and 2 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Bryson with it. Let's see what Barry tries to run here. Out to Isaac Wagler. Keegan O'Neill, and he's going to, they're going to call a push. I thought they were going to get him for a travel. Hey, Keegan gets hit every time he touches it. Let's be clear about that.
All right.
But he's been called for traveling for way less than that this year.
So the Vikes pick up a foul on Dubois' center, Trevor Seifert.
And Keegan going to spin out of it. It's a set that they have worked on in practice. 8-7, Barry by a point.
I actually expected a one-handed dunk there. I say that because the way he kind of led, I thought he was actually going to throw it down.
Barry with it. Bauer has it. Over to Canise. Bauer's got it again.
Isaac checking him.
Ziegler in the corner, going to try to get down the lane. Kick it back out. That's Nick Lucan just in the game.
He's a sophomore for Dubois.
Marshall Canise. Three going to be put up. No good. Rebounded by Ainsco. And here comes Bryson.
That can't be the shot Coach Friedman wants.
Gladish. He's going to be pushed. Barreve going to get it.
Give Lucan the foul.
Going to be down on the baseline, actually in front of the Viking student section. 8-7 Barreve. Minute 56 left. Opening quarter. Bryson Graber now with the basketball. Gladish. Ainsco. Keegan. His shot no good. Ainsco going to pick it up, lay it in. Thought Keegan may have got hit on the arm on that, but Ainsco going to pick it up, lay it in. 10-7 Barreve. That's the last seven for the Vikings.
Ainsco using his 6'5 frame to go up and grab that offensive board. And should Coach Thompson elect to go to his bench, he could go with Quentin Yoder, who's another 6'4", 6'5 post player. At this point, Thompson going with the starters.
Quick moving game so far.
Barreve, you have to commit a foul.
Dubois content to take a little time off the clock. And wild shot, no good, and they're going to get a foul on somebody. That's going to put Trevor Seifert at the line.
Gave that one to Bryson Graber.
So 10-7, Barreve here early. Seifert's first free throw is good. 10-8. Minute two left in the quarter.
Dodd checks in for Ziegler.
Second free throw, that's going to be short, but Dubois is going to run it down. Barreve missed the block out.
Yeah, they gave no effort whatsoever to make a block out.
And as a team that has just completely bludgeoned everybody on the boards this year, that is unexpected. So Dubois now with the basketball and 40 seconds left in the quarter. And now they're going to get a bump on Gabe Gladish.
It's not just an offensive rebound that's given up. It creates a foul, creates another possession. It allows Dubois to perhaps get the last shot of the quarter.
Little 1-3-1 out of the timeout. Canise going to take a wild shot. No good, but Dubois offensive rebound, and three is up and good by Logan Dodd, 11-10. And two offensive rebounds there keep it alive, and Dubois retakes the lead by one.
Yoder waiting at the scorer's table. That second offensive rebound irked the coach.
So we're down to 10 seconds left in the opening quarter. Bryson Graber with it. A little hesitation. Out to Gladish. Gabe just going to have to heave up a prayer, and he got it.
He gave him a three, although his feet were inside the line. Nobody's going to complain, but that's a two-point shot.
I'm not saying a word about that other than, hey, Barreve has been well, calls at the buzzer haven't always been the best friend of the Vikings, so we're going to take it.
Gotcha.
At the end of one, 13-11 Vikings. Back to Cavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County.
The Brewerton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomerybrewertonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 13-11 Vikings, Johnny.
Insert Yoder for O'Neill. And Dubois was fairly patient. They were led by Bauer, who had seven of those 11. We're going to see if the 1-3-1 half-court trap speeds Dubois up here to start the second quarter.
It created a deflection and then an air ball earlier. Canise with it. Out to Dodd. Dodd's going to have it picked off. Here comes Gladish. Bryson Graber, back to Gabe. Gabe got hit on that three. No good. Isaac Wagler going to pick it up. And here comes Dubois. Now they're going to get a foul on Isaac Wagler. And that was just obvious.
That was a foul. Isaac Wagler commits the foul. Gladish was fouled, which is why the ball didn't hit anything. It usually hits the bottom of the net. So... bad break for Barrie there.
That's just one you can't miss.
Oh.
So Dubois going to have it picked off. Here comes Ainsco. Roll the tape. Nah, he's going to lay it up. 15-11.
Ainsco with seven big points here and two steals in this 1-3-1 trap. Several Vikings thought he might throw it down.
Yeah. I saw people start to stand up, but I think he heard footsteps. Dubois going to get away with a travel.
And he's
going to travel with it. Barrie going to get it back with a four-point lead.
Dubois has had the ball three times and turned it over three times. We've seen the Barrie 1-3-1 half-court trap be effective at certain points over the years.
It's worked out from time to time. Gabe Gladish out to Isaac Bryson. On the left side, Bryson going to back it out. Going to get around the corner, off the glass, got it, 17-11. Barrie still in that 1-3-1. Vikings now with a six-point lead. Canise with it, going to bounce it over. Three up from the corner, no good, rebounded by Ainsco. Gets it out to Bryson Graber. Gabe going to set for a long one. That one going to be blocked.
That one was legitimately blocked.
And that was just too long to wind up. Barrie back man-to-man. 17-11. 2 minutes gone here. Second quarter. Canise. Dodd. Canise. Seifert, dribble handoff.
Nice show there by Ainsco.
Really good hedge on that screen. Makes an eighth grade coach happy.
Taught him well.
So Dubois still with the basketball, leaking with it. Just some high motion here being ran. Bauer guarded by Isaac. Just some dribble drive. Bryson going to take it away. Get it out ahead to Gladish. Layup. Got it. 19-11. Good job by Bryson right there. And Coach Terry Friedman wants a full timeout. And we'll go ahead and take one, too. 5:02 left, second quarter. 19-11 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Unwrap the savings now during the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Just announced, the award-winning Ram truck has been named the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Now at the Washington Chrysler Center, you can take home a new 2019 Ram Laramie Crew Cab with rebates up to $10,000, starting as low as $38,880. Unbelievable savings for an unbelievable award-winning truck. But you must act fast during the Big Finish event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Now with
fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Back at Bar Eve, 1911 Vikings.
Jensen Whitmer into the game now for Bar Eve. He'll give Gladys a break.
And that's Gabe's first break of the day. This is a game Du Bois has kind of historically played a lot of zone. This is a game that Jensen Whitmer, he's cut out for. He's made for.
He does have a long-range stroke. Look at the length out there. 6'3", 6'5". 6'5", waiting on you.
Canise over to Ziegler in the corner. Almost a deflection. Bauer had a three for a second. Seifert in trouble. Bauer's got it out high. Bar-Eve is just really out in those passing lanes right now. Ziegler in the corner. Long three up. In and out. No good. Tipped around. And there's Isaac Wagler. He's going to come away with it. Quentin Yoder. Layup. No good. Jensen going to grab the rebound. Out to Bryson. Down to Quentin. Quentin layup. No good. Quentin going to be fouled. Has eight bodies laying on him. There's a car crash down there, John Mullen.
And everybody wants to watch it.
Jim Ross would say he's got a family.
Quentin Yoder had a point-blank layup, tried to draw the contact at the and one, come up short, grabbed his own rebound, and got squashed, if you can believe that.
And Bar even that, or going against that 2-3 zone now. Bryson over to Isaac. Jensen's got it, top of the key.
What'd the Pink Panther say when he stepped on an ant?
What was that, Johnny?
That ant. Oh, okay.
Isaac Wagler, his three up, no good. And it's going to bounce out of bounds.
Nothing to do with anything other than Quentin Yoder got squashed.
He got squashed.
Like a bug.
Like
I was trying to relate that, yeah. Stay tuned. I'll get off here at halftime so Mr. Madison can occupy the radio.
Bar Eve Superintendent Travis Madison coming over to talk about the building project. And three going to be put up by Du Bois. No good. Tapped around. Isaac Wagler going to be fouled twice, but it's going to be Bar Eve basketball. Keegan O'Neill and Gladish back in. Isaac and Quentin going to sit down.
What in the world? Play on.
Well, Bar Eve basketball. Bryson over to Gabe. Gabe going to drive it. Pull-up jumper on the baseline. Basketball's worst shot, Johnny. 19-11. No good.
Marshall Canise in there at 5'10", boxing out to 6'8 O'Neill. And you're right, that little 10-foot pull-up jumper contested in today's game isn't worth much.
Dribble handoff play. Ziegler out to Dodd. His three no good. Jensen going to run it down. Here comes Bryson. Jensen Whitmer going to set for a three. Got it.
Instant offense. Jensen Whitmer.
22-11, and that's...
By the way, Jensen also has two rebounds.
Yes, he does. And this is a game, as we said, Du Bois has went zone. Jensen Whitmer in. Pays dividends. Seifert with it. Over in the right corner, Bryson almost picked one off. Ziegler in the left corner now. Layup, nice move by Bauer. Got it to go, 22-13.
Hard to stop when he goes downhill like that.
Gladish. Over to Jensen Whitmer. Out to Bryson. Keegan O'Neill with it. And he's going to have it poked away, and he just dribbled into a double team.
A lot of guys open out there on the perimeter.
Ziegler with it. Canise, no good. Rebounded by Whitmer. And Coach Thompson going to take a timeout just to get some people in the game, I think. It's going to be a 30. We'll go ahead and take 1-2. Minute 47 left, second quarter, 22-13. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 30-second timeout.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, I just gave Ethan Dungeon his look-alike. His look-alike and his act-alike.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Dungeon. The thing I like about Ethan Dungeon is he's probably going to have to cut on me someday.
Yeah.
That'll probably be when euthanasia is legal in America. 22-13. Vikings by 9 with the basketball. Gladish out to Jensen Whitmer. Bryson down to Keegan. Short little jumper, no good. Ainsco going to be hit, lay it in. Go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Austin Ainsco having a monster first half.
But part of that was the one defender played good defense on Keegan. He had a second guy come over and try to block the shot. That left Ainsco unoccupied, grabbed that offensive rebound, laid it up, laid it in.
Yeah, you're probably thinking, why in the world would you try and block a Keegan O'Neal shot?
And Ainsco got it to go, 25-13.
Give him 10. Bauer has 9 on the other side for Dubois, 9 of the 13. Biggest lead here for Bar Eve. And this 1-3-1 half court is certainly up the tempo.
And Bauer going to be fouled on the drive, and I think they're going to get it on Jensen. Yeah, it's going to be on Jensen Whitmer. Isaac Wagler checking back in. Jensen going to sit down. Good minutes for the senior.
I agree.
Came in and banged a three. Grabbed a couple rebounds. Ziegler's got it.
That's Logan Maringer into the game. 6'4 sophomore. Keegan's guarding him.
And Gladish going to pick one off. Ainsco going to save it. Here comes Bryson Graber. And then Bryson going to be fouled in the backcourt. We always talk, John Mullen, I know to you, you do to your kids that you coach. Be first on the floor, Ainsco.
Get on the floor.
Gabe was first on the floor. Yeah. And then there was another loose ball. Ainsco was first on the floor in the second scrum. Bar Eve has the basketball.
And he was safe on the double as well had he been playing his other sport.
Ainsco out to Gladish. And back screen. Ainsco. Shot no good, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
That's one of those excellent alley-oop passes from Bryson Graber where he really wanted Ainsco to make it because that goes down and it's an assist,
uh-huh.
And he's probably chasing his old man's record.
Oh, yeah.
Or one of those records.
Yeah, well, something. That's probably right. Ainsco, free throw, got it. Hey, I'm in the Coach Brent Dalrymple School of Statistics keeping. That pass led to a free throw. Put it on the board.
Go ahead and make it an assist.
Put it on the board.
Call it good.
It's been a debate in basketball for a long time. That's two free throws.
Well,
equal to one basket.
You'll have to remind 13. Coach Thompson to make sure he covers that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see. Bari's still 1-3-1 here. 50 seconds left in the half.
That was a walk in front of us.
Reese Bauer with it. Bryson Graber over to Dodd. And Ainsco gonna or Isaac Wagler gonna pick it off, hand it back to Bryson. And with 30 seconds left, Bar Eve going to get the last shot of the quarter.
Bar Eve will also have it coming out in the third quarter, am I right?
They will.
I don't want to get too comfortable here. The superintendent, the big boss man, the Mac Daddy, the DJ, the wearer of the fluorescent.
There goes Bryson. We're down to 10. Gabe Gladish out to Isaac. Over to Bryson. Keegan, going to dribble it off somebody's foot. Ball going to be tapped away, and that's going to do it. Bad last possession as he had Gladish over open in the corner, couldn't find him. But Bar Eve with a big second quarter run, and on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, all Vikings 27-13 here at halftime. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates, Dr. Merle's Holes Apple across the street from Bar Eve High School. Thank them for signing on all season long. And we've got the man of the hour, the man with the plan, coming on right now. He can go ahead and slip those on. That's our fearless leader, Bar Eve Superintendent Travis Madison. Good evening, Dr. Madison.
How are we doing, Mr. DeCourcy?
Well, it's a Tuesday night, lively atmosphere, and I think the last couple of Tuesday night crowds, we've really had a nice showing here at Kavanaugh Court.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are excited about this group, and of course, tonight's a unique night where you got a lot of the college kids home as well, kind of getting finished with their finals last week, and a lot of them like to come back and see each other and also watch the Vikings play. We got one basket made already.
Yeah.
All fourth graders shooting tonight.
Yeah, so. All fourth graders. So we got the half court going on. So, you know, for a lot of years, Dr. Madison, you and I did this together, boys and girls games and everything else. But tonight, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. It's a big time at Bar Eve right now. And, you know, for a lot of people in the community, off the backboard, no good. Bar Eve's going to look like a much different place here coming up in the very near future.
Got a lot of exciting things going on, and, you know, I think the neat thing right now is I think in the next 2 to 3 months, I know I face a number of questions every time I run into different folks as far as, hey, what are we doing here and what are we doing there, and I know, you know, just like anything else, there's a lot of stories and a lot of different things being said out there, but the biggest thing is we've taken our time on this this building project, and I feel like that a lot of the things will start to come to fruition in the next 2 to 3 months, where we'll have a lot of good pictures and a lot of good ideas to be able to show to people and start to get a feel for what this will look like and how it will benefit all of our kids and all of our teams and all of our fans here coming up here in the next year and a half. So a lot of things that have been done behind the scenes, and now we're starting to really sit down and put pen to paper as far as scheming things out, drawing things up, meeting with all the necessary folks that we need to make sure that we've got, we try to think of everything. And again, you know, in situations like this, you know you're going to have a lot of different folks that want a lot of different things, and our main priority is to try to get as much as we can and also keep the future in mind as well. I mean, as far as, you know, making sure we don't do anything now that's going to prevent us from doing things in the future, and that's kind of the key component. But I'd say by 2 or 3 months from now, after the first of the year, we'll have some really good ideas as far as what direction we're going, what the new gymnasium will look like, what the area around the gym will look like, and how that'll all be shaped up and get things moving in the right direction.
All right, I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire on this, but I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions. Once again, this is not a finalized process. You know, the timelines are not firmly in place, but as the leader and somebody who's worked more closely on this than anybody else, shovels go in the ground when?
Probably first thing after the kids get out of school. And our goal is to get the south end big addition at least framed this summer, where we got a pretty good idea of how we're going to be distributing buses and parking. Next year will be a lot of growing pains for a lot of folks as far as parking and things like that are concerned. There won't be a lot of options right away, but again, our feeling is we'll have things moving, maybe even before school gets out, but for sure on that south end when school gets out this summer.
So first big change we will see is what?
You'll see the south end look a lot different. You'll see a pretty good sized complex on the south end with several classrooms and a gymnasium much bigger than what we have now.
How big is the gym?
Right now we're looking at the range of seating is probably between 22 and 3,000 seats is what we're looking at initially, with opportunities to add seats in a mezzanine level in the future as well. So, again, that's why we talked about trying to get what we feel like we need, but also have an opportunity in the future to continue to add to that if the community feels the need is there, you know, down the road as well. So,
How many new classrooms altogether?
We're looking at, obviously we have to get the primary down here, so they have eight classrooms where they're at now, and so we're looking at probably being able to manipulate some different rooms even around here in our existing facility. But we're looking at anywhere from 12 to 15 additional classrooms when you look at how we're going to reshape some of the areas even within the school now and make some classrooms that are larger now two classrooms and utilize the old gym to manipulate and make some classrooms, and then we'll be adding some out to the south as well.
For people who've not been able to come out to the school board meetings, explain the concept in mind as to what will happen to what we in the Bar Eve community know as the old gym.
Well, that's right now it's a structure that's been used and used a lot for elementary recess, for PE classes, for a lot of practices, especially in the wintertime. And then our spring sports use it a lot as well. So it's an area that has been utilized. When we were looking at an opportunity to add classrooms at the elementary level, we're very landlocked where we're at. So that was really the primary spot to be able to take that area. If we were going to revamp that area and do a lot of work to the area, it was going to cost us significant dollars to replace the floor and do some things that needed to be done, even to make it gym space. But even the space of that gym wasn't going to be able to be utilized for contests, and it's really not feasible for a good practice facility where you've got maybe two junior high teams in there or a varsity JV team. There's just not a lot of space to do some things. So felt like that was the better use of that facility to turn it into classrooms. So that's going to be what those happens to that area. And then we're also got some plans for an indoor hitting facility to help with the spring sports as well. That's going to be taking a look out there adjacent to the old ag shop to be able to not only we'll be much better served with gymnasiums, but we'll also have an additional structure for our spring sports to take advantage of as well. So we'll be progressing very nicely in some of those areas with some of the different things we have going on.
At what point in your tenure did you realize that this was going to have to be done?
Well, I think it's one of those things where I think it's evolved over time. I mean, I don't think it was a situation where if you'd asked me 7 years ago, are you going to be doing a building project of this magnitude, I would have said, I don't know. I mean, I really didn't think that. But obviously with the significant growth that we've seen over the past few years, I looked at our numbers the other day. I mean, we've grown over 100 students in the last year and a half, 2 years. And then we saw some steady growth even prior to that large growth. So you knew something was going to have to happen as far as to be able to handle that number of students. And then obviously, you know, we knew with the St. Peter's facility, there was going to need to be some major upgrades to that facility to make sure that we were able to continue to offer the programming and all the different things that those students needed. And then also make sure we're up to code with ADA compliance and all of those different issues that we have to look at. And quality air in the classrooms is also something that we regulate, air quality in the classrooms. I mean, there's a lot of mandates that we have to adhere to that just become more problematic when you get into older HVAC systems. And so it's just one of those things where it evolved over time. And I give credit to, it's probably about 5 or 6 years ago, the former board started a study, and it kind of continued on as far as just looking at our future. And I think it had been a 5 or 6 year process where not only did the new board examine some of those things, but then we've got some community members that sat on a committee with me for a year that went through every ounce of the building and all different options that could be available to us and what we needed to look at, and just gathered some great input from a lot of different people. And again, still working through that process as far as trying to find the best way to maximize the taxpayers' dollar and get the very best we can for our kids and our community.
Update on the timeline of the baseball facility. I know there's a lot of the baseball gurus who are really excited about the improvements out there.
They're pouring concrete this week. They got the poles set for the new backstop, which is going to be a netting backstop up to up. We were able to increase the foul territory quite a bit, and I think the seating arrangement's going to be neat as we get it done. And that's a project that'll probably be ongoing as well. I know we poured concrete this fall, and there'll be some work that still has to be done even after next year's baseball season, because we want to make sure we let that concrete cure and take care of it, and then probably some painting and some different things we'll be doing. So it'll be a little rough around the edges next spring, but it'll be ready to go for the kids to play on. But we'll still have some work that needs to be done. They're putting concrete down this week, and then we've got some bleacher folks come and do some measuring and kind of give us some options on what we could do seating-wise up around there to make sure we can accommodate some different type of a seating and make it feel more like a stadium. And the fencing will probably finish up this spring as the weather permits the different guys from getting in there and taking care of that. But made good progress, and got a lot of great people working on it here locally that have given a lot of their time and have been very generous with their time and provided a lot for that program. And I think it'll be a facility we'll be very proud of.
Well, any closing thoughts on that, Dr. Madison?
No, I just continue to feel very blessed. And it's been a great start to the school year. Kids have been great. Teachers have been excited. I think we're all ready for a nice to get finals over the next 3 days and get a nice couple weeks home with our families and enjoy that time and look forward to just a really exciting 2019. And again, a lot of exciting things going on here at Bar Eve and a lot of good people that make those things happen.
All right. Well, Bar Eve Superintendent Travis Madison, hey, thanks for coming up. I know a lot of people, you see the newspaper, you see this, you see that, but it's always nice to hear it directly from the boss's mouth.
Exactly. And I'm going to hand it over to John. He's a lot more articulate than me. So.
All right. That's Bar Eve Superintendent Travis Madison joining us here at halftime, just giving us an update on all of the things that are happening around the Bar Eve community. Vikings with the basketball to start the second half. Ainsco three, no good. And last touch by Isaac Wagler. Three rolled in and out. And it will be Du Bois basketball, Johnny.
Ainsco had the hot hand there for Bar Eve. And if I can do the math right, he had 12 of those 27. So Coach Thompson promptly runs the first set for him.
And almost a pick by Ainsco. And he would have been headed the other way, but another deflection. And not only that, but Du Bois really took about 9.5 seconds to get the ball across half court against that 1-3-1. So Bar Eve still in that 1-3-1. Ziegler going to cross half court. Ball's going to be picked off. Gladish going to come up with it. Gets it off to Bryson Graber. Down to Ainsco, layup, got it. Great pass by Bryson.
Imagine that. Bryson Graber finding somebody open for a bucket.
29-13.
It's nice when your targets are 6'5 also.
It helps. Ball on the floor. Ainsco going to pick it up, and we're going to have a tie-up.
Be Bari basketball. No, it won't.
Yeah,
back to Du Bois.
Back to Du Bois. Yeah. You steal a possession that way.
You do. 8 turnovers, by the way, in the first half for Du Bois. They've already committed 1.5. This one, 30-second timeout, Du Bois.
Hey, run through the scoring real quick, John. I wanted to get Dr. Madison on. Well, he's not doctor yet. He's almost there. But just to give everybody an update on what's going on. You hear rumors and halftime score.
No problem. And I'm sure Mr. Madison had no problem filling that 10-minute halftime up.
No, he did not.
He probably needed 10 more. Ainsco had 12, as I mentioned. Ainsco was... perfect 4-4 at the free throw line, 4 2-point field goals. A couple of those were and ones. So give Ainsco 12. He's also already got a bucket here to start the second. So Ainsco now with 14. Gabe Gladish had 2 threes and a 2-for-8. Bryson Graber has 1 bucket and 5 assists. Keegan O'Neill, 1 bucket. And Jensen Whitmer came off the bench, nailed a trifecta. Give Bar Eve a 27-13 lead at the half. It's 29 now. Reese Bauer. Put in 9 of the 13 for Du Bois. A 3-pointer by Logan Dodd and 1 free throw for Trevor Seifert. 13 for Du Bois. So Bar Eve here, early stages of the third quarter, has already equaled what they scored last year in 4 in that slowdown game down at Du Bois.
Ziegler going to launch a 3. It's going to be short. Going to be tapped out of bounds. No, it's not. Keegan O'Neill going to save it. Here comes Bryson. Gabe Gladish with it in the corner. Back to Isaac. Isaac shut off. Gets it out to Bryson. Bryson, little teardrop. No good. And they're going to get it over the back on Ainsco.
Didn't see the push. Just saw a 6'5 kid go get an offensive rebound.
29-13. Vikings in control. 6:20 left. Reese Bauer. Ainsco going to pick another one off. Here comes Gabe Gladish. Bryson Graber. Ainsco. Keegan with it down low. Layup, no good. Ainsco, another offensive rebound, no good. Keegan O'Neill going to pick it up. Third time is a charm, 31-13.
Well, you used the word bludgeoned in the newspaper last time. I wonder what Todd Lancaster is going to have cooked up. The rebounding of Bar Eve is impressive, to say the least.
Canise with it out high. Isaac Wagler going to get a deflection, but he's going to tip it right to Dubois. So Dubois back against this 1-3-1. Ball on the floor. On the floor again. Bauer's going to slip through and make a layup. 31-15. Isaac, Keegan, Ainsco, got it. Good interior passing right there. Keegan with a good bounce pass to Ainsco. 33-15.
I'll give Keegan credit. He found the open man, and Ainsco finished in traffic there. Ainsco with 16.
Barive, and there's where that tie-up comes in. Another deflection by Gabe Gladish. Ainsco going to tie him up. Barive going to get it back.
And Ainsco's going to get a nice round of applause, including from the coach, Mike DeCourcy himself.
Love that kid. Love that kid.
Quentin Yoder into the game.
Austin Ainsco might also be my best senior class debater.
Well,
little known fact.
I don't think it'll be a shocker that he's already in the proverbial lead for the postgame honor.
Bryson Graber with it, top of the key. Keegan O'Neill, Quentin Yoder, layup, got it. Another good pass from 6'8 down to 6'4, 35-15.
The car crash makes his first field goal.
So Dubois, Barry, man-to-man this time. This is how you don't play 29 to 26 games. Bauer going to be fouled. Lay it up. And he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Reese Bauer with 9 in the first half. He's got a couple buckets, chance to add a free throw. Wow, he's on target here to put in 14 of Dubois' 18. So he has been basically the lone offense for these Jeeps. And we figured as much in the pregame, Coach.
Gabe Gladish. Bryson going to set for a three. It's going to be no good. Keegan going to rip it down off the glass. No good. And here comes Bauer. And he's going to be fouled. It's going to be on the floor.
Going to get that on O'Neill on the floor. Isaac Wagler was back here at the other goal. Coach, he lost his shoe.
Oh, I was not paying attention the other way.
It came out of his shoe.
...35-18 Vikings, 3:45 left in the quarter. And a three going to be put up by Dubois. It's going to be short. Isaac going to run it down.
That three put up by Lane Canese, 6'2 sophomore, seeing his first action.
And Gladish going to be fouled on the other end. And good job by Gladish, just bullying his way down on Dodd, and Dodd's going to foul him.
And we use the word bullying in a positive manner in this case. He didn't do anything wrong. He just went hard to the rim and got hammered.
So Gabriel at the free throw line. And that one rolls out. No good. He'll have another. Fingertip push-ups coming for that one.
There's no question. That's a rim rob, Scott Gladish. You need to cut those 100 back to 50. Now, if he misses this one, up it back to 100.
And it will be 100. He missed them both. And they're going to get a foul on Keegan O'Neill on the rebound.
O'Neill a little bit overzealous going after that board. Two fouls on him. Is that the Hagen Nip?
The Hagen. He's battling a little injury. And Barry with a little trap out by half court. Dubois going to squirm out of it. Here comes Canese. Layup. Got it.
Give that to Bauer.
Or Bauer. 35-20.
Who else, right? He's got 16. He's low to the ground and gets to the rim.
And
Marshall Canese going to wear that one.
They're going to get it on Canese as Keegan was working on inside position. Hagen in, Isaac out. ...35-20, Bar Eve, 3 minutes left, third quarter. Keegan going to slip through everybody. No good. Going to grab his own rebound. Lay it up. Got it. 37-20.
You know, if you and I were in there in the post, they'd call three or four fouls before we ever got the shot off. Keegan has to play through all that. Sometimes 6'8 boys get treated differently. I won't say unfairly, but differently.
Differently. Bauer down on the baseline. He's going to skip it out. That's a travel on the step in. No good. Keegan with another rebound. Off to Bryson. Over to Gabe. Gabe shot on the baseline. No good. Quentin Yoder going to pick it up, lay it in. And guess what, Johnny?
It's an and-one offensive rebound.
Good move by Gabe on the baseline. I think he may have got fouled.
He did.
Down there. But Quentin going to clean it up and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Can't teach size, man.
And free throw no good. That's been the only issue tonight, has been the free throw shooting of the Vikings. So Dubois with it, trailing by 19. 39-20. Bauer's got it out high. He's now guarded by Gladish. Trying to go right, trying to go left. Bauer, just a little Euro step. Going to lay it in, 39-22.
18 for Bauer. Leads all scores.
Bryson Graber, shot no good. Keegan going to pick it up. His shot no good. Quentin Yoder, his shot no good, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two more. Bludgeon, 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 bludgeon.
Coach Friedman, all he can do is just have a smirk like.
The Vikings have not been clean from up close tonight. But they'll just go get it.
It's like, what do? I have no 6'2 players, let alone 3'6'5 plus guys.
Clinton got the first one. Ainsco going to check in. Keegan going to get his first break of the second half. Keegan has put in some work in the second half. As I mentioned, he's not been efficient offensively in the post, but he has went after the basketball on the glass, especially in the rebounding department, as Clinton gets them both, 41-22.
Yeah, you're not lying. Keegan may not have the points to show for it, just six, but he is crashing the glass, and continuing to go up strong.
So 41-22, Vikings back in that 1-3-1. Hagen Knepp on top this time. Me like you, Johnny.
Yeah, you can tell Hagen, though, is just a little bit off with his knee, as you mentioned. But up top, he's dangerous.
And they're going to get a touch foul on.
Soft foul there.
On somebody.
Wow.
Gabe or.
Surely that's not going to send Dubois a bonus yet, is it? The next one will, though.
Yeah, Joe Rademacher is quick on that trigger. Bauer in the post. Shot up, no good. Rebound, a good defense right there by Gabe. Here comes Bryson. Bryson Graber. Going to hand it up to Quentin. And he threw it up, and Ainsco or Quentin could have grabbed it. Quentin, I think, took it away from Ainsco. Lays it in, and he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
If there was a steak-eating contest, I feel like Yoder would win that too.
Yeah, Quentin's going to get the last helping of mashed potatoes, no doubt about it.
Give me that meat, give me that potato. Oh, he missed the potato.
Austin Ainsco on the rebound, out to Hagen.
I think Bryson was intending that for Austin, but Quentin will take it.
Stop and start, Bryson layup, got it. Change speed, change directions, 45-22. Show me another point guard in the area that can do that, I'll call you a liar.
Just show me a 6'3 point guard in the area besides Bryson.
Vikes by 23. Dubois with it.
By the way, Bauer, that shot he just missed, that runner, was the first miss he's had. He was 8 for 8 to that point.
Had a nice night. Three up and good that time by Nick Leakin. 45-25 and 20 seconds left. Barry will get the last one.
So the 1-3-1 half-court trap in the second quarter really forced Dubois into some early turnovers and picked up the pace, and now this game is right where Barry wants it. That's a quick shot.
Bryson, no good. Ainsco going to pick it up. His putback, no good. Quinton going to throw it up at the buzzer, no good, and that's going to do it. Vikings get three cracks at it, couldn't get one to go. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, all Barreve, 45-25. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 45-25.
And that was an 18-12 quarter. And a lot of that damage was done by Quentin Yoder and Austin Ainsco, Coach.
So on the floor for Barreve, it's Isaac Wagler, Bryson, Hagen, Ainsco, Quentin Yoder. Barreve, man-to-man. Long two put up. No good. Another board for Austin. Here comes Bryson. Quentin Yoder gets behind everybody. Bryson with a 30-foot pass on a line layup. 47-25.
Quentin Yoder now in double figures off the bench with 10.
Man-to-man defense.
Nick and Lucan.
Lucan going to get in the lane, make a runner, 47-27.
It's five straight for Lucan, a three and a two. Yoder from Hagen Neb, count it. Child's play. Nothing stops the train. Quentin Yoder with 12.
And Barreve going to take a quick timeout just to get subs in the game. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 6:57 left, 49-27 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 30 seconds.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Bryson Graber, Gabe Gladish, Ainsco, Quentin Yoder, Isaac Wagler on the floor for the Vikings. Barreve man-to-man right here on defense.
You got to think Coach Thompson would like to see a couple more stops, maybe a couple more minutes of offense, and the bench will unload.
Ziegler long three, no good. Good rebound by Gabe right there. And that ball going to be deflected out of bounds. He was looking for Isaac Wagler on the wing. Barreve going to get it in the post.
Logan Maringer checks back in for Lane Kniez.
On the inbounds. Ainsco, pull up, middle of the lane. No good. Ainsco almost grabs a rebound, and Dubois is going to run it down. Kniez going to have his shot blocked by Quentin. It's back to Bryson. Bryson wanted to hit Gabe in transition, couldn't find him. And Gladish going to have it taken away. And layup in and good by Logan Dodd, 49-29.
Dodd has five. Timeout, Dubois.
They're going to take one. It's going to be a 30. We'll take one, too. 6:02 left. 49-29 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 30 seconds.
Health insurance. It's now more complicated than ever. Are you required to have health insurance? Do you qualify for a subsidy or a waiver? I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. I can help you make sense out of the health insurance issues of today. The annual open enrollment period runs from November 1st through January 31st. During this time, you can sign up for health coverage or make changes to your current plan. Whether you have health insurance questions for yourself or your business, contact me, Marilyn McCullough, at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987.
Kavanaugh Court, Vikes by 20, Johnny.
Austin Ainsco, Quentin Yoder doing the work inside. Bryson Graber finding them early and often. And Ainsco with a double-double. Yoder with 12 quick points off the bench. Bryson Graber is closing in on 10 assists, Coach.
6 minutes left. Isaac out to Gabe. Gabe in the center circle. Ainsco now top of the key. Bryson's got it on the left side. Isaac, top of the key again. Dribble handoff. Gabe Gladish, pull up. No good. Rebounded by Dubois. Here comes Bauer with it. Ziegler, layup. Got it. 49-31.
Ziegler finally scored a bucket. Missed his first five shots.
Ainsco with it out high. 5 minutes left. And they're going to say Bryson Graber threw it out of bounds, looking for Quentin Yoder. I think Quentin thought it was deflected. I think Bryson may have too.
O'Neal comes back in at the 4:59 mark. Yoder gets a nice hand off the bench. 12 points. This game is essentially over, but I'm sure Coach Thompson wants to see his troops play.
You want a good finish. You do want a good finish. It's been a 20-point game, essentially. You want to close it down well. Bauer, ball on the floor. Three going to be put up. It's going to be short. Keegan with a rebound off to Bryson. 4:20 left. Ainsco sets for three. Got it.
There's the 10th assist, Coach. Ainsco three ball. He has 19. He now leads all scores.
52-31. Vikes by 21. And layup is no good by Dubois, but Logan Dodd going to be fouled by Gladish and go to the line to shoot two.
That's assuming he gets credit for the assist when the free throws were made.
Well,
you'll make sure that
I
happens.
Will talk to the coach about right, that one right. In the post game.
You know him, right? You guys work together or something?
We work together, yes. Free throw no good. It rolls out.
Ziegler's going to have a seat. Nick Lucan will take his place.
Second free throw, also no good. Isaac going to swoop in and grab it. Get it off to Bryson. Isaac.
Keegan facing a double team.
Going to have it poked away. Gabe Gladish going to pick it up. Out to Bryson.
Sub's got to be coming soon, I think, Coach.
Bryson going to lose it. Here comes Dubois with it. And Keegan going to foul Bauer. And Bauer going to go to the line to shoot two. It's going to be the third on Keegan. Eight on Barry this half. Free throw is good. 52-32.
Bauer with 19, working on 20.
And he got it. Ainsco into Bryson. 19-point Viking lead, 52-33. Keegan just going to bury his guy in the post. 54-33. Good interior pass from Isaac Wagler.
Here they come.
Dodd's layup going to be blocked. Here comes Bryson.
He's got Keegan.
And Keegan's layup, no good. Isaac got fouled on the putback, no call. And Bauer going to lay one in the other way, 54-35, 2.5 minutes left. And Coach Josh Thompson going to get a full timeout to get subs in the game, and we'll go ahead and take one too. 2:28 left, 54-35 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Kavanaugh Court.
Oh, inside joke. No
Nathan
doubt.
Walker.
No doubt.
We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Yeah. Where's the beef?
Devin Graber, Keyshawn Whitmer, Isaac Wagler, Jensen Whitmer, Keegan O'Neill in the game. Jensen going to set for a three. Got it. Good design set, 57-35.
24-footer, nothing but the bottom. Daryl Bob would be happy with that.
And Keyshawn Whitmer going to pick one off. Over to Devin.
Keegan's still in there trying to get some garbage points. He's going to get called for that. That's a turnover.
And they're going to get an offensive foul on Keegan. We're posting up.
Yep, I'm telling you, it's not always fair. Do they shoot the free throws on that?
Why are they shooting free throws? Why are they shooting free throws?
They don't shoot free throws.
Free throw is missed. God knew.
No idea.
In 1993, maybe.
No, I played in 93. I never got to go to
the line.
Even
before that, huh? And, man, you were a beast in 93, Johnny.
I committed a lot of offensive fouls.
Keyshawn for three. No good. Going to grab his own rebound. Devin. Keegan O'Neill, top of the key. Keyshawn Whitmer with it. Keegan now top of the key, minute 20.
I'm guessing there's no one left on the bench.
And ball going to be taken away from Keegan. And, oh, my God. Three going to be put up from Dubois.
But,
in
of course,
goes.
Logan Maringer.
57-38.
Barry's turnovers here, not necessarily their fault, as Jacob Wagler comes over to the scorer's table. Thought we might see him before now.
Keyshawn with it. Coming up on 40 seconds left.
Assuming they were trying to get Keegan into double figures, but it's not happening.
Isaac's got it out by the center circle. Over to Keyshawn on the right side. Keyshawn going to pick his dribble up. Over to Keegan. Keegan going to dribble it out. And he's going to be fouled with 12. We'll call that one. Oh, Johnny. Johnny.
Nice hand for Isaac Wagler. It's going to be a 19-point game, looks like.
57-38. Keyshawn with it. Going to dribble it into the center circle. We're at 5. Over to Jensen. Jimmer going to pick it up. And that's going to do it. Vikings win it tonight. And they win it convincingly. The final on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Vikings used a dominant second quarter once again to pull away. And they bury the Jeeps here tonight at Kavanaugh Court, 57-38. Vikings 7-1 heading into the Christmas holiday season. We are going to take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have all of the post-game show. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. We'll have all of tonight's final statistics. And we'll have a visit from the coach, Josh Thompson. All that and more. Vikings win it tonight, 57-38. Post-game tonight brought to you by our good friend Alex Knepp and all of the investment gurus at German American in Washington. 57-38 Bar Eve. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Vikings win it tonight, 57-38. BR 7-1 on the season. DuBois drops to 4-3. Post-game scoring tonight, John Mullen.
Take a look at Northeast DuBois. We said we'd be talking about Reese Bauer, and we were most of the game. He made his first 8 field goals before he missed a couple, but he's going to end up with 22 points. A 3, 3 free throws, and a bunch of 2s. 22 for Reese Bauer. 22 of the 38. Ethan Ziegler had 1 field goal late in the fourth quarter. Nick Lucan came off the bench for 5. Logan Dodd added 5. Trevor Seifert made 1 free throw, and Logan Maringer hit a meaningless late 3. Added up, you got 38 for DuBois. The Vikes, who led 27-13 at half, expanding that lead all the way to 45-25 at the end of 3, and finished with 57. 8 from Gabe Gladish on the first half. 6 from Jensen Whitmer on 2 3-pointers. Rice and Graber had 4 points and 10 assists. Austin Ainsco was a man tonight with a double-double, 19 points, 13 rebounds unofficially. Keegan O'Neill has 4 field goals for 8. Quentin Yoder comes off the bench in limited minutes. He finishes with 12 points. 19 for Ainsco, 12 for Yoder, 8 for Gladish and O'Neill. Here is the winning coach, Josh Thompson.
All right, Vikings win it tonight. And the great thing about the coach, Josh Thompson, is you come up and there is an iPad filled with stats. Now, how accurate those stats might be, well, I don't know.
Hey, don't doubt Grant Harrison.
I don't. I do not doubt. We've already given Grant his massive shout out, but
yeah.
Once again, 32-12 on the boards tonight, at least by one statistical count for the Vikings. So Barry doing work again. Coach, Vikings 7-1, and I know after Saturday night, you know, this was a Dubois team that went down to Forest Park and played them absolutely positively to the wire. And I thought, like a lot of teams, you got a good shot in the first quarter, switched up some pressures, and that's all she wrote.
Well, you know, Terry and I were talking before the JV game, and he said, you know, he goes, I'm in this for the kids, and that there's no better statement coming from Terry Friedman. He's definitely one of those guys in this business that's in it for the kids and for all the right reasons. He said, and the only thing I ask my guys is that they play hard. And I said, Terry, I said, they do that and more. And
they
absolutely, they give him everything that they got. And, you know, I thought his kids really, really fought hard tonight. You know, their dribble penetration hurt us. We knew that they were good at that. And that was something that we were going to have to be able to contain. And I thought in the first half we did a much better job than we did in the second half when we were in man. But we were able to speed them up, and that's one of the things I told you before the game is that at some point in time we had to speed them up. We couldn't play in the 20s and 30s tonight.
You talked a lot about intelligent pressure in the pregame, and I thought that was a thing that you guys did a good job of, especially when you mix up some of your traps a little bit. You know, you boxed them in, you didn't foul, you had active hands, you led with the right hand.
Yep.
You know, I thought that was almost – kind of a defensive clinic almost.
That was a positive. I don't know if I'd call it a clinic or not, Mike. We got a long
way. Hey, listen,
way
it's the Christmas season, hey, Coach. Come
absolutely.
On.
Give me
a break.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you where that got started at. Is I got started with Austin Ainsco, and he had the best game he's had all year offensively. But I thought he also had the best game he's had defensively because early when we were getting some steals and we were getting deflections, that was led by Austin over there on the wing. And the best thing that he was doing was committing to traps. And when you trap, you have to commit. You have to get them in a box, and you got to get them in a smaller box if you can and continue to play with high hands and not foul in the trap. And those are things that we talk about and work on in practice. And Austin did that to a T tonight.
Yeah, certainly did. Well, you know, you're playing well. It seems like every game things look a little better. Everybody's a little more familiar with each other. All this progress, and now we get 9 days off.
Well, yeah, but I think it's a needed 9 days, and we're going to be able to take a couple days off here. We're off tomorrow. We're going to be off on Saturday. But then we got a busy week next week, and we got to clean some things up on both ends of the floor. We've got a long way to go to be the basketball team that I think these guys are capable of becoming.
Well, outside of hopefully Redbone still has some tacos, this 57-38 win tonight, best news in Viking Nation. Coach? Congratulations, and we'll catch you up at the Graber Post.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. And we just, again, played injury-free, so we'll give the Lord all the glory for that. And appreciate it. We had a good crowd here tonight. I really thought we
That's
had a nice –
two Tuesday nights in a row. We've had a really nice crowd.
And I know there's a lot of things going on, and people are very busy, but we really appreciate all the fans that come out and support these kids, especially through the week.
Yep, certainly do. Thanks, Viking Nation. Coach Thompson, catch you next week at North Davies.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, Sparty basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight, 57-38. Little bit of hardware to pass out tonight. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough player of the game, and just looking over the preliminary stats here tonight, some good options for the Vikings. Bryson Graber had a good night tonight for the Vikings, at least from the assist department. Quentin Yoder, of course, off the bench with another great effort. But tonight, with a double-double, not only that, three steals to go along with it. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough player of the game, going to be Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 19 points, at least 10 rebounds. We will wait till the final statistics. John Mullen had him for 13 and three steals and really active in that 1-3-1. So congratulations, senior Austin Ainsco, tonight's Bill Dobson, Ford Tough player of the game. Well, we've got a little bit of a break here on the general 95.9 before our next broadcast, and that next broadcast will be 9 days from now at the Graber Post Classic, the old national Graber Post Classic up at North Davies, Bar Eve and South Knox. We'll play at 6 o'clock next Thursday night. That is December 27th. So tune in, and we will have tons of Graber Post action for you next week. So the Vikings head into the holiday season 7-1, and certainly looking promising, and it'll be an outstanding Graber Post Classic next week, as it always is. Well, I'd like to thank my friend Renee Lyle back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. For my partner, John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it tonight, 57-38. God bless and go, Vikings. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the